favor.
Blog Talk Radio.
And we lose wealth. And we lose wealth. And we lose wealth. Wisdom and insight. Stewardship. We lose land and property. Plenty. Bright business ideas. Give us the spirit of creativity and innovativeness. Give us spiritual and economic empowerment that releases positive energy. Not only do we want to prosper economically, but we want to prosper in our spirit. We want to prosper in health. So we will be vessels that you will be pleased with. For Job 36 and 11 says, if we obey and serve him, then he'll spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. We pray that Psalm 1, verse 2 and verse 3 says, but his delight is in the law of God, and in his law that he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I thank you, God, that our season has been released. I thank you that whatever we touch is going to prosper. You said in Psalms 84 and 11, no good thing will you receive from me when I walk upright before you. I thank you that Isaiah 48 and 17 says, I am the Lord which teacheth thee to prosper, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Oh, I declare and I decree. Oh, in Isaiah 55 and 11, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I said. Thank you for sending the word to me. Thank you for sending the word to us. Go home according to 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God, we thank you right now that we're committed to be givers. We're committed to walk in humility and gratefulness as you increase our life. We will not become proud and arrogant and walk by others as if though they're not important. But we'll walk in humility. We'll walk in a posture of gratefulness, for you're so faithful. And I thank you today that we walk in prosperity, that we'll never be broke another day of our life. We thank you that the windows of heaven are open. We declare heavenly prosperity and increase in every place that our feet trod. And I thank you for prosperity that you've given us internally to our families, our neighborhood, in our workplace, in our place of worship. I thank you right now for prosperity and creativity. Thank you, God, that everything that we walk around, that prosperity will follow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we decree that we declare it, and we ask it by faith, and we believe that you plan in your precious son, Jesus' name. Thank you for prosperity.
If you desire to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements ready so when we get ready to take communion, you'll be prepared. If you would like to take communion,
Matter of fact, God, most of our pains have been caused because we allowed our emotions to override wisdom. Give us wisdom to look at the end before we look at the beginning. We need discernment to understand that everything that's shining and everything that's flashing does not necessarily mean that it's successful. We thank you, God, that you give us wisdom on how to choose friends and how to associate ourselves in places that will give you glory. We pray that wisdom will rest upon us and follow us every day of our life. Because, God, we don't have time. We don't have time to stay in the cycle of regret and the deja vu of mistakes. Break every cycle that has caused us to have a mentality that we can trust ourselves. You said in your word, in all thy ways, acknowledge us, and you will direct our path if we acknowledge you. We come to the throne of grace, and we pray against every demonic spirit, and we bind it in the name of Jesus of confusion. We bind the spirit of ignorance and lack of knowledge, the spirit of unbelief, deceit. Give us discernment and wisdom over hidden motives and focus in everything that is trying to distract us and bring fear. Give us wisdom over fatigue, and give us wisdom over all evil obstacles seen and unseen. Blindness and every negative spirit that tries to hinder our lives to pull us out of your will. Give us wisdom to hear and know your voice. Don't let our emotions and don't let our hearts and don't let our minds pull us out of your will, but give us wisdom. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to loose insight and discernment, loose knowledge and obedience. We need focus. We need faith, vision, and motivation. Father, use positive energy and success. And out of all that getting, we need understanding. For Proverbs 2, 6, and 7 say, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 9 and 10, God, you said in your word that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Lord is only understanding. You told me in James 1 and 5 that if anyone like wisdom, let him ask for God. And I'm talking to you right now, God, and I'm asking you. You say you'll give to all men liberally, and I'll bring it not, and it shall be given. What you just told me is there's no limit to your wisdom. Pour it out on me. I need all of it. Psalm 119, 130 says, the interest of that word gives light and give understanding to the simple. I thank you, God. And even things that might appear to be simple, but yet behind the wall of simpleness is a serious matter. Give us wisdom to take life seriously. Well, you said in your word, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Give us wisdom to keep our priorities in order. And we thank you for the abundance of wisdom. We thank you for knowledge, and we thank you for power.
Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite prayer ministry this morning. God said, man, ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. I'm so glad to see all of you on this morning. I pray that the blessings of God is upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't do anything else, I don't care what you do. I don't care what kind of program you produce. Prayer should be first in our lives. Praise God. Don't care where you go, what you do, prayer should be first. And this is the first Sunday of the month when we come and give God glory for all that he's done, hallelujah, in the past month, giving us a new month, praise God, to go forth in his name, to proclaim his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Praise God. I pray that you have enjoyed the prayer this morning by Pastor Jonathan McKnight. I love to hear that man pray. Praise God. Well, God's favorites, as usually held, every first Saturday of the month, usually in the home. But because of COVID, we are online. And by us being online, it gives us the chance to meet others and to come online with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for the needs all over the world. Whatever God gives you to pray for this morning, you pray for that. We want to remember mothers that have lost their sons to gun violence, disobedient children. We want to pray for Israel. We want to pray for those, the violence, the pregnancies, and so forth, sickness, and whatever it might be. Whatever God puts on your heart to pray this morning, if you desire to pray, praise God. If you desire not, you can press 1, praise God, on your phone. We will not call your name. But first of all, we're going to go into our communion, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. So if you have your elements ready, praise God, let's go right on in to the communion. Our theme song this morning, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First, we're going to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day, another Saturday of the month, oh God, to give you glory on this Sabbath, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come. You have made it available. Oh God, I can just think of so many things to say thank you for, and truly you are doing it, God. Oh, you prepare us for everything that our hearts desires when it's concerning you, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for everyone that's on this morning. Continue to provide for them physically, spiritually, and mentally. Lord, we surely will give you the glory. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our theme song for this morning is in every first Sabbath. It is no secret. So if you can sing with me, it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. I want you to believe that. I'm going to sing it one more time. Praise God. And I want you to believe in your heart. Praise God. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God, praise God. Well, we're going to go right on into our communion. We're going to ask Minister Gloria Dean, will she read our communion scripture? Praise God, wherever she may want to read it from, you may go forth.
Yes, well, good morning, everyone. Praise God. Well, we're coming from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with 1 Corinthians 11, beginning with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. And this do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Gloria Dean. May we take the bread with our prayer over the bread. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, lift it up. Praise God. Father, thank you. Thank you for your broken body. Thank you that you told us to do this as often as we can in remembrance of you, Lord God. And God, this is just symbolic of what you have done for us on the cross. We thank you for dying for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your body was beaten every stripe, oh God, for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us right now, God. We thank you for dying on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord God, that your death, oh God, brought about life in us, God. And we thank you that this is life, oh God. And bless everyone that as we partake right now. In Jesus' name, amen. May we partake. Amen. Amen. And we know the blood. The blood came streaming down. The blood was shed for all of us, for the remission of our sins. The blood washes and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood still stands today. And the blood, hallelujah, cleanses us. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you for that cleansing flow. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, anything in us, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God, today, this morning, God. Oh, God, wash us, oh, God, through and through. Remove all sickness, all pain, every hurt, every disappointment, Lord God. With your precious blood, in the name of Jesus, may we drink right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, I feel it going all through my veins. Praise him. I'm being washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, flow through us. Flow through us. Flow through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the blood. Let the blood. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ah, your glory, God. Oh, let your glory fall, oh, God. Sister Gloria Dean, can you sing us a blood song, praise God? Hallelujah. Praise God.
I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. You know, they whipped him all night long. They say they whipped him all night long. They say they whipped him all night long for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And though it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. What day he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well,
thank you,
Father. I thank you for that. Minister Gloria Dean Shallow is her name. Praise God. We thank God for you and that God continue to pour out his blessings upon you. We thank God for good health for you. I know it don't seem like it, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're doing better than a lot. Praise God. We all going to have some little aches and pain as we get older. And Sister Gloria Dean is getting on up there in age, but she's still pressing on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God is still doing great things, no matter how we feel. Praise God. So we're going to start our prayer ministry and try to get everyone in that wants to pray. Praise God. We're going to start with Minister Gertha Marshawn. Praise God. And let her go forth. Praise God in the way that God wants to use her this morning. Let the good God use you this morning, every one of you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Vivian. And God bless everyone on the line, on the radio. Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to sing a song for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter to the blood of the Lamb. I enter there to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you, for your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy. Holy, holy, oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shika. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you, for your name is holy, holy, Lord. Hallelujah. For your name is holy.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise
Amen.
You, Lord. We glorify your holy name, hallelujah. We honor you this morning, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all the provisions that you have prepared for us in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the blood of Jesus that it washed our sins, cleansed our sins, and washed our hearts and minds. The blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus over this day, over our families, over our thoughts. We apply and we soak ourselves into the blood, of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the manifestation of your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we pray that you touch in every one of us on this radio, every one of us in the name of Jesus. Touch us in a special way, Lord. And you know our needs and you know our wants. You know the desires of our hearts. And here we are, Lord. We surrender everything to you. We surrender everything, every heavy loads. And we bring them all before and deposit them all before the foot of the cross. Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way, Father, we pray. Have complete control over our lives, oh Lord. While we pray, remember the young people, all kinds, oh Lord, all over the world, under a tough situation. Oh, the one in behind bars, the one that is there without hope. Oh, Lord, be the hope in the name of Jesus. Bring them to your gathering, to your holy gathering, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Jesus died on the cross for all of them, old, young, and you name it. And Father, the lives are valued if for you and you to you. And you know that, Father, because of the blood, because of your blood, Jesus. And you love them. You want them to be saved. You want them, you want change and to go through their lives. And now I pray in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon the young folks. Have mercy upon the young man. Oh, Lord, wherever they are, every country, Lord, they're all we concern about everywhere. And we pray for Asia, Africa, Europe, and we pray for all the islands. We pray for America. And Father, have mercy upon the globe. Have mercy, O Lord. Don't allow America to fall. Don't allow America to fall. Have mercy upon America, Lord, my God. And you know all the cruelty, all that's happening in this country and all over the world. And Father, your words are alive and true, that you say we live in the last days, and it is the reality. Father, let your coming be soon. I say soon, and before then. And I know that everything that you want to be, going to be, all your promises that are going to be fulfilled according to your will, because your word is yes and amen. And we thank you again for Minister Vivian. I ask that you bless her with the biggest portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her ministries. Bless her family in the name of Jesus. Bless everything that she puts her hand upon in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we give everything to you. I bless all the listeners in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Joyce, go for it. Is that Pastor Joyce or Lucita? 817?
Yes.
Okay, you may go forth now.
Well, my prayer is for my sons, Anthony, Austin, Alec, Elijah. So I joined this prayer line so that I can protect them in the blood of Jesus and thank God for all the blessings that he has already bestowed upon my family. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Brenda.
Yeah, good morning. God bless everyone. Love everyone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for waking me up. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that he's woken up this morning that's on this line and others, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for the blood. Yes, Lord, I know it was the blood. Yes, I know it was the blood for me. And I thank him for shedding his blood in the name of Jesus for all of us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, and I worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for watching over the little children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's so much going on, Father, in this world, Father, but we still thank you, Lord, and we still have you to hold on to, Lord, no matter what's going on, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind every kind of sickness, every kind of disease, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord, watch over every bishop, every pastor, Father, every evangelist, Lord, every, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that brings forth your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that's on this line and their families, Lord, that you're watching over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for all blessing coming and going in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, no matter what's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch each and every one that's on this line, Father. Keep them covered in the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are in need of a healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because we know by your stripes we were already healed, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Brendan. Minister Janet. Minister Janet.
Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to pray?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
He has done great things. He has done great things.
Amen.
He has done great things.
Amen.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
We gotta say amen. We gotta say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In agreement with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for all who are listening, God. Master,
amen.
We are grateful. We are grateful. We are truly grateful, God. There's nothing that you haven't done for us, oh God. Nothing that you haven't done for us, oh God. You have succeeded everything, oh God. You have done it. You have completed everything that you said you would do. Master, we are grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for all of the prayer warriors that are here. We thank you, God. We thank you for listening ears, oh God. We thank you for open hearts, oh God. We say amen.
Amen.
We say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Zadie, you go forth.
I want to sing a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
How awesome he can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. How God is awesome. Hear me where I'm broken. Lost the thought. how God is awesome, 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 how God is awesome.
Amen.
Awesome, how God is awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Amen.
How God is awesome. Lead me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. How God is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. You can hear that ringing in my spirit all night. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Awesome. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the light. Yet, well, I've been weak and weak. Wherever you are at, my God is awesome, awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Hear me when I'm broken.
God is speaking.
That's where I've been weak. Forever.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
my God is awesome.
Yes, Lord.
Awesome.
Come on.
Awesome.
Yes, he is.
My God is awesome.
Yes, yes.
Baby, for the whole world. Giver of salvation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I am here.
Great,
my God is awesome.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm living. Today I am forgiven.
Yes.
My God is awesome. Awesome. Listen. Mighty. He's mighty. He's awesome. He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Amen.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
My God is awesome.
Praise.
Awesome.
Praise.
My God is awesome. My God is awesome.
God is speaking.
In the valley, hiding
yes.
from the rain. My God is awesome.
Amen.
I'm broken. And where I've been weakened forever. I like to say that. Forever. As I know, forever, no matter what I go through, forever.
Amen.
No matter how long, forever. You were right. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of my, thank you. Amen.
Thank you all.
Did you want to pray, Minister Zadie? Oh, that was it.
My prayer is thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know, amen, that he can move mountains in life. Oh, I thank you that he can keep me in the valley. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He can hide me from the rain. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's the Savior of the whole world. My God, my God, my God. Oh, I thank him because I am forgiven. Oh, it's his grace that's my unliving. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being mighty, God. Thank you that I realize, oh, God, that I know, I understand, oh, God, oh, that you are mighty, God, that you are protector, God. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Father, that forever, forever, I have assurance, hallelujah, I have assurance that he will reign. And that's saying that he will never leave me. He'll never leave me. He'll never protect me. Oh, God, oh, Father, you are the Savior of the whole world, oh, Father, God. And I ask, oh, God, that you, oh, God, oh, Father, God, illuminate minds, hands, everywhere, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done, God. Oh, God, oh, Father, God, as you said in your word, you just said, rejoice. Oh, when we're going through tribulations and Israel and Jerusalem is going through and other nations are going through. Amen. If we are going through over here in the United States, oh, so much going on. But he said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, saints. Because I have overcome. I have overcome. There's nothing taken by surprise, taking God by surprise. Then he knows everything. Hallelujah. And the word said that these things are going to come forth. These things are going to go as prophecy, being fulfilled in faith. Amen, amen. But thankful, God, help us to be ready, God. Help us to, oh, God, it take inventory over our lives, oh, God. Help us to examine ourselves, oh, God, to see if we be ready, oh, God. We want to be ready, oh, God. When you come, oh, God, scoop us up, oh, God. When you come, oh, God, we don't want to be left behind, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we want to go rejoicing. And, oh, God, farewell. We did the best that we could. And when we don't understand, he will do the rest. And we just thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We just give you honor and praise, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Minister George. You, Minister George, going forth, stay strong in the Lord. Peter, oh, God, Jesus told Peter when he was leaving this earth, when he was leaving the earth, he said, the devil was to stipulate weak. He said, but my prayer, hallelujah, that your faith faileth not. Thanks of God.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hey, stand still. You will, and we will see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Father,
amen.
That you have. And if we have your promises, oh, God, we're standing on your promises. Oh, God, Abraham stood on your promise, oh, God. That's why we can stand, oh, God, so we know what our father Abraham did. Hallelujah. He said he was looking for this. Oh, God, oh, Father God, we are looking for that same city. And we are waiting, oh, God, we are waiting with our stretched hands, waiting, oh, Father God, waiting for you to come, oh, Father God, telling dying men, women, girls, and boys, that it is a reality in serving us, living in a true God. Oh, God, and keep us, oh, God. We know you will. We know you'll keep us. We know you're with us, and we'll be with us. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Okay.
Go forth, Minister Kathy. Go forth.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this morning. It's a beautiful and glorious morning in the land of the living. Oh, Father God, we can only imagine what it is and a day to be in the heavenly places with you, oh Father.
Oh, Father, you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we praise you, oh God, this morning to be able to come before your throne of grace, to have a relationship with you, oh Father God, that we can come before you and say, Father. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blue sky. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we can come before you and lift up, as my sister has said, Jerusalem, God. We can lift up the land, oh God, that you gave to your people. And your people will rightfully possess and occupy that space, just as you have lined it up and outlined in your word. We believe your word, oh Father. We believe the Holy Scripture. They're inspired from you and from you alone, oh Father. And we can come, oh God, united and joined together as a heavenly host before your throne today, dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And lift up the ills and the cares of this world, oh God, and say, let your divine will be done, that your divine will shall be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for being done, because even today, you're exposing all manner and form of evil and wickedness.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. And we lift all of that up to you too, Father, that you're going to your will. You said vengeance was yours. All we have to do is hear your voice and obey. Oh, God, obey you. Obey your word. And we thank you, oh, Father, that we have a mind and a heart and a desire to stay in your word and to stay before your throne of grace, oh God, to be obedient to you, oh God, as best as we little humans can be. Oh God, we thank you for Holy Spirit for giving us the courage and making us capable and able of obeying you when we hear your word. Your word told us that demons shall flee. Even as demons will try to vex and come against the people of God, those that worship you, O Father, and believe your word, they shall flee. Your word said it. So we come together and we say, illness flee. Jealousy flee. Poverty flee. Disobedient attitudes in children and adults flee. Oh God, we thank you. Because we can say a thing and it shall come unto us as we be obedient and putting God first. Coming together as a full body. Oh, glory to God. Fitting into the kingdom. And occupying our space on this earth. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise and magnify you. Give you all the glory. For it rightfully belongs to you. And we dutifully present ourselves to you, to be used by you.
Amen.
In Jesus' most holy name. Thank God. Thank you, God. And amen.
Amen.
Minister Sharon, you may go forth. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for letting me come before your throne of grace to give you thanks and praise your holy name this morning, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins that we committed, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we have another brand new day. I do every message for our Lord. Father God, I thank you for watching over here, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing this ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for blessing the little children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their parents, Lord God. Thank you for blessing, Lord God, this people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing this ministry. Thank you for blessing the woman. They keep giving this ministry to Lord God. Thank you for keeping our Lord God in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing each and every one that's on this line this morning, making this great congregation, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for all that you're doing and yet going to do in our lives, Lord God. And we give you praise, Lord God. We give you honor. And we give you glory. In Jesus Christ, the one of the name.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Sharon, and all of you that have prayed. I want to share an encouraging word before I end the prayer and pray for this prayer request. Praise God. In 2 Chronicles, after Solomon died, David's kingdom was divided. When a king led the Israelites into idolatry, hallelujah, the nation suffered when the king and his people prayed to God for deliverance and they turned from their sinful ways. God delivered them, and that's what we are praying for. God still answers prayer today. We have God's promise, that if we humble ourselves, seek him, turn from our sins, and pray, God will heal. And forgive us. If we are alert, we can pray for God's guidance before we get into trouble. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Mm-hmm. If you back and read 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, about how God rescued his people, hallelujah, when they began to pray. Praise God, hallelujah. When a man do wrong, and you know we have it, and I read that, because when we see one doing wrong in our country, praise God, we ought to still pray. We pray. God said he hears our prayer. And I want to lift up our sister Lucita and her son. Praise God. The prayer request that was brought before us. Praise God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you touch, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch, Lord God, her son, and oh God, help him in every way he falls short, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are touching him, God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for her. Continue, oh, God, to shape things up for her, God. Oh, God, shape them and mold them like you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I thank you for our own sister, Rebecca, God. Lord, touch her and God. Oh, God, heal her body. Touch her in every way, God. Oh, Father, touch those children, oh, God, that they're going to come to you and serve you. Because, Lord, I'm believing for our sons and daughters, oh, God, that they shall serve you. And all of us, oh, God, that have children that have not turned to you, God, we are believing, Father God, that you can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if Sister Rebecca have anything else to add, she may do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am praying, oh, Father God. Yes, Lord God, for Sister Kathy and, oh, God, her son, God. Lord, you continue, oh, God. Lord God, and look down on him, oh, God, her brother, God. in the name of Jesus, Lord. I am praying, oh, Father God, yes, Lord, for Sister Brenda, God, as the days progress. You steady doing things in her life and in Sister Sharon's life and the Pastor Stratton life, God. We are praying, oh, God, everything that the devil has made for bad, God. Truly, God, you turn around for their good. We thank you for Sister Bertha Marshawn, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you're keeping us. Oh, God, no matter what it looks like, God, you just steady bringing her through. God, you, oh, God, pouring out the oil and the wine on her, God. You're doing great things in her life, oh, God. We thank you for Sister Janice, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for whatever she is in need of, God. Yes, you are her supplier. Sister Zadie, God, Lord God, there's no one like you. Oh, no God like Jehovah. Oh, God, and as she sung praises to you, God. Oh, there was weapons, hallelujah. Because, God, you tell me when we sing praises unto you, they are weapons of war, God. And, Lord, I know it because I tried it this week. There was something tried me this week, and I began to sing and praise you, God, and it ran, God, and things moved. Hallelujah. So as we sing praises unto you, oh, God, and praise your name. Thank you for Sister Gloria Dean, God. Oh, God, praises and honor, oh, God, that she has given you this morning. Oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, wrap us all, oh, God, continuously in your love, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you said you have loved us, oh, God, with an everlasting love. Oh, God, visit each one of our homes. Oh, Father God, yes, all those that are broken, all those that are hurting. Oh, Father God, all those that have been battered and torn, oh, by the cares of this world, oh, God, all of Israel, Lord God, comfort your people, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, your people need comforting, and, Lord, we ought to be broken with them as they, oh, God, hurt with them as they hurt, God. And, Lord, we are praying, oh, God, for everyone that knows you. In the pardon of their sins, oh God. Lord God, of those that don't know you, they'll come running. What must I do to be saved? Because you wish that all be saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're praying, oh God, Father God, oh God, for Israel and land before you, God, because you knew, God, all these things would be happening, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you told us never to forget the poor, God. And you said the poor we will have with us always. And Lord, we pray that they be provided for, God. Everything that they need, God. Because that's what you said. God, we stand. We remind you of your word. You say you will supply all of our needs. And, oh, God, all of their needs are being met, God, no matter what's going on, God. Father, thank you, Lord, for difficult times that we may go through or that we may face, God. Oh, God, it's in you. Oh, God, we bring this before you. Oh, Father, Lord, we can't do nothing within ourselves. But when we trust in you, trust in the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, God, Lord, you can do anything but fail. Lord, we are trusting you to do the miraculous, God, things that seem difficult, God. Oh, God. Lord God, when it comes to the violence, oh God, in our cities, oh God, we are believing, oh God, that the violence will cease. It will not be as high. We know some cities are higher than the other, God, but you can do it, God. Oh God, as the people pray, oh Father God, as many are casting out their demon spirit on their streets, in their cities, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we are commanding all our children to line up according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, oh, that you are. And Lord God, oh God, no harm, oh God, will come to our dwelling. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for food and clothing and shelter that you have provided for us, God. And God, oh Father God, you, oh God, we know, Father God, you can do much more than that. But this is enough. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, wealth and riches is in you, Lord God. And whatever you want to do in that, God, we say thank you. Thank you. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, bless your name. For everyone that's on now, in Jesus' name, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Love everyone. Love up on everyone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.